Investigating alleged war crimes, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The International Criminal Court is joining in the investigation of atrocities reportedly carried out by Russian invaders in Ukraine. Its chief prosecutor, Karim Khan, saying,
"This is not really a time for talking, it's a time for action. International law cannot be a passive spectator. It can't be sedentary. It needs to move with alacrity to protect and to insist on accountability."
Ukraine says it has been documenting hundreds of cases of brutality against Ukrainian citizens. A crackdown on protests reported in a Russian-held Ukrainian city.
In the southern city of Kherson, new claims of a Russian crackdown on dissent. Residents have been protesting there. Ukraine says Russian troops used tear gas and the first major city to fall when the war began, and Russia has been seeking to tighten its control.
Fox's Matt Finn in western Ukraine. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres continuing his personal diplomacy today to meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky. The White House revealing President Biden is headed for Asia next month. Meetings with Japan and South Korea to discuss threats in the Indo-Pacific region from North Korea and China. It was a premeditated sexual assault. Sunday's murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, according to District Attorney Wade Newell, who says the suspect is a 14-year-old boy.
The state is requesting a $1 million cash bond with the condition that he have no contact with any juveniles and not possess any dangerous weapons.
The teenager will be tried in adult court on murder and sexual assault charges. Three people were shot to death in Biloxi, Mississippi Wednesday, a fourth killed in an attempted carjacking. Police say the gunman then holed up in a convenience store in Gulfport, where Police Chief Adam Cooper says,
"We attempted several times to make contact, and there was never any response from inside. Once he ran into the store, they heard some noises from inside, but he never spoke to them."
Police later found the suspect dead. America, listening to...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox. Two airmen accused of stealing ammunition from the Air Force.
John Sanger and Eric Eagleton, who are stationed at Fairchild Air Force Base near Spokane, face charges of conspiracy to commit theft of government property and possession of stolen ammunition, which can carry up to a five-year prison sentence. A joint terrorism task force began investigating Sanger after linking him with a pair of social media accounts that made anti-government statements in the months between the 2020 election and the January 6th Capitol riot. Last month, Sanger and Eagleton met with an undercover agent and went target shooting, where the agent recorded Eagleton saying that members of the Combat Arms Management Training Section routinely steal ammunition, and he also discussed his anti-Semitic views. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
President Biden has reportedly told the Congressional Hispanic Caucus he will further extend a moratorium on student loan payments and forgive millions more in debts. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki not confirming that report.
The president has been considering and looking at options for how to provide more relief to students across the country. I would note again that not a single borrower of federal student loans has paid a penny on these loans since he took office.
The soon-to-be new owner of Twitter admitting he's got competition.
Elon Musk taking to Twitter to point out former President Trump's social media platform. Truth Social is currently beating Twitter and TikTok on the Apple Store, sharing a screenshot to free app download rankings on Apple's App Store. App analytics firm Sensor Tower estimates Truth Social, a Twitter alternative, has reached 1.4 million installs, up from 1.2 million in March. Musk's post follows the Tesla and SpaceX CEO striking a deal to buy Twitter for roughly $44 billion, saying he wants to strengthen the company's position on free speech. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.